Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kell reaches second base with a double. Rivera moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. Kell moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Nixon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Minoso throws the ball into Kell, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hatton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Nixon scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a line drive off the glove of Carrasquel, and into shallow left field. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams is walked intentionally. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Klaus moves to third. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Les Moss pinch hits for Schirmlaller. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Moss moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moss scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch runs for George Kell. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing third base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing second base. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.